and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, legit, this is the third time that I am attempting to record this podcast. Oh my goodness. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Be sure to check out the links down below. I have some special things that I created on my blog channel, which I do believe that will actually benefit you guys in one way or next. So be sure to check that out. But if not, enjoy the audio. I'm happy and I'm so grateful that you are here. Guys, today is Sunday and it's actually a rest day of mine. I'm feeling these rest days because when I hear rest, it really just, and rest days for me is when I don't go to the gym, you know, but I love to take active rest days. I remember when I first started going to the gym. Well, first of all, I was so sore. It had to be a complete rest day. Okay. In the beginning, when I started going, I would be so sore like the next day, literally, like I would just do what I had to do, but it wasn't like I was putting on clothes to go outside. That was a no. But then as I started, you know, getting used to building lean muscle, I started feeling, well, actually, I received so much more energy that staying in the house is just not an option for me. So just going outside, taking a nice walk into nature, having my rambunctious Yorkie with me, you may hear him in the background at times, so love him, right? And just doing like fun things. And I just wanted to take light and kind of touch topic on that. I felt like that this would be a good topic to talk to you guys about. Just allowing yourself to debrief from the everyday task of life, right? We have so many things on our to-do list that the to-do list is like running, literally running the life. And don't get me wrong, having a to-do list helps you get things done. You know, I always have a list. Like when the question is, when is there not a list, right? Because if you're a person like myself that literally take love and light into dotting her I's and crossing her T's. Like, is that still a thing? Because it's still a thing for me, right? In saying that, debriefing is extremely important for people like us. We need to debrief, walk away from it, leave it alone, celebrate the wins from the day before, and depending on how taxing, right? I think I said that right. Taxing. Okay. Taxing that particular thing was, earnestly abide if you can, because, you know, and this is like, obviously we're not talking about emergency, and even in emergency, you can only do but so much, right? You can only do so much. After a while, you have to regenerate your batteries and just allow yourself to be. So in saying that, yesterday was really taxing for me. Guys, I'm literally in the middle of spring cleaning. I kind of feel like I want to say, you know, and again, dotting her I's and crossing her T's. I started to be like, oh, I should have did this since March, because March was when I said that I wanted to start, but I'm starting now and I'm happy about it. And actually, instead of getting on myself, and this may help you, whatever you started to do, celebrate the fact that you're doing it and it's getting done. You know, the past is in the past. It doesn't make sense to beat up on yourself for something that you can't change, right? So that's what I opted to do. Yesterday, I did my windows. You know, the old saying is, like, I don't do windows. It's so funny. I text my mother today, you know, our daily blessed morning text. So grateful for that. And I said to her, I said, you know, I think I no longer think that I could say that I don't do windows. Because yesterday, I got it done. I got it done. I feel like I'm two windows short, and that's going to have to be from a little while, not too long, because I recently just did those windows, really. So, but these had to, they really needed some tender love and care. So I did that. I feel so good. A little eggy, but I feel so good that I got that accomplished. You know, our personal space is to be cleansed as well. You know, I believe that take time to listen to my particular podcast, I'm sure you are a very spiritual person as well, or definitely are open to it in one way or the next. And cleansing your home, getting rid of that old energy is extremely, extremely important. I cannot emphasize on that enough. You know, you ever feel like, and I'm going to prove it to you. Have you ever took the time? I'm sure you have, one point or the next, right? You know, when you take time and you get rid of so many things, you declutter, you throw away, you organize, you just get it out. You can literally feel the emptiness and the shift in energy. Literally, not only do you feel good that you accomplished it, you can actually feel, that's why they say, you know, like your chi, you can actually feel like you have more room to live in, right? So it can be very taxing. So it was kind of taxing yesterday, but I got it done. I said to myself, you're going to do those windows. And I spent all day really just cleansing and getting it in. And I feel really good about that. But in saying that, today I had to take a really good rest. I had to allow myself to really get some rest because it was needed. It was more than needed. I also was going to go to the funny thing. I was going to go to outdoor workout activity, which I'm still on a fence with, but not closed off to it because think about it. It's going to be really nice. The last time I went to gym, it was Friday and it was so sunny. Now I had a good time. I got it in. I'm starting to hone down my segments, like just get there early, get it in and get out. Right. But now it's starting to get hot because I started in January. So it was cold. So now I'm seeing how to maneuver in the summertime in this whole retrospect of going to the gym. And I think that I'm going to incorporate bringing a towel with me, at least in my particular gym, to start taking a shower before, like after my workouts, because it's just too hot. So I could just put on a dress and just go. And what about if I want to go someplace after the gym, right? So being on point like that, what other tips can I give you guys? Because obviously this turned into a tips type of segment, which I'm totally here for, right? So you can do that if you are a gym newbie. I consider myself still to be a newbie as myself, member going to the gym. And I am so excited. Like, I did disclose to you guys that I have a trainer, which soon we will be parting ways, at least in this way. For now, I definitely, for sure, you know, will always be open to another segment, especially, like, I feel like, especially when February, March, because you figure, like, you've been in the house, you haven't been, especially when it's cold, you know, and just having something to look forward to in the winter, when you are still training is extremely gratifying, because not only does it force you to make your appointments, you continue the habit, because it's easy to fall off in the winter time, I find, right? Because it's cold. When it's cold and frigid, people usually would like to stay in. But if you have something that you're looking forward to, you will be more than likely to keep that going, right? And I loved this the whole journey, so I'm definitely going to do that. And it's a good way to keep form, right? You might have to tighten up on certain things. You may have picked up on some bad habits that's not going to benefit you in the long run, you know, stuff like that. So I'm a big proponent of being all in with the thing that I'm all in with. You already know. So that's another tip in terms of just keeping that going, having a cute bag for my ladies. Have a cute bag. Girls, like, have a cute gym bag. That's a must. You know what I mean? I don't mind if you are into colors, have it be something really vibrant and spicy first of all, I love my gym bag. I bought it like years ago. I didn't use it that often. It's a really good bag. It's a Nike, kind of like a, I don't even know, slouchy bag, but it gives off this kind of like gray, like metallic kind of, it's really, really nice. It's durable, but it's getting hot. So I feel like with that bag, I did order another bag. This bag is like, it's I got white. It's kind of like an off-white that I got, and it's kind of like quilted, like a quilted material. I think that that's going to be a really great transition. Still use it for the gym, but it also will allow me, because I bring a lot of things to the gym, but it'll force me to kind of like, because there's a lot of room in there, right? So it'll force me to kind of like minimize some of the things that I'm bringing over, but at the same token, giving me the cuteness of kind of like, the airy feel, like if I do want to hang out after the gym, like I just disclosed to you guys. So yes, girls, have that cute gym bag that you already know, like you feel good. Because think about it, like my thing is this, and I learned this early on. If you're going to the gym to sweat your buns off, right? At least look good while you're doing it. That's the only thing. I don't care. And this goes, I don't, it's not about size. It's about how you feel. You know what I mean? Because first of all, the fact that you're there, you're what you won already, right? So why not celebrate that by taking pride in how you look when you go, when you come from, and when you're in the gym. Now, but I just make sure that I wear things that I just feel really good in. Some of the things that I find that always they always get it, and I'm like obsessed. Lululemon, hands down, they are by far. It's just an easy fix. It sucks you in where you need to be. You just feel so flattering. I feel secure. I just feel good. And a lot of the times, one of the reasons why I consistently go is because, first of all, I could get to them, and because I love Nike too, and I'm gonna get on that. I just feel like they get it, and they have a wide range of things for you to actively wear outside the gym as well. So like I just said, after, if I am going someplace, I can always maybe use, they have like nice cute, like kind of like still sports bra, but nice tops that you can wear like with some jean shorts, a skirt under some, like whatever. I love to layer, so whatever a way you feel fit, but it's just something to incorporate into your wardrobe while after you come from the gym. Because we don't want to pack a lot of things. We want things that can actually just transform into the other areas in our life. I don't mind spending on quality things, but I do mind wasting my money. So whatever I purchase, it has to go into other areas. See, that's another tip. Make sure, like, whatever you do, because I, guys, your girl, I have like literally played myself so many times. You know how many times I have bought outfits, things that I believe that I look so fabulous in, but never wear. You know why? Because the place that I would wear that never exists. Where's that place? You know what I mean? Like, one of the best ways to save money is to stop purchasing things for a life that you are not living at this time. Now, I can say, I believe in like having that one black dress. You know, a dress that could go anywhere, weddings, God forbid, funeral, formal, anything that you need. It could, at least you have something to wear. You may have wanted something new, but you have that. Have your shoes, have a good shoe, have a good boot at least. You know, just have like the basic things that you know that can take you far. Other than that, my days for the most part of shopping for other lives is just through. I'm not shopping for that dinner date that is currently not happening. Now, don't get me wrong, I still have something to wear, right? Like that one thing that, but there go that black dress again, right? But you get the point. Like, why are we spending money, especially in this economy, and for things that we're not wearing? Because I am getting rid of so many things, and when I look at them, I'm saying to myself, and they're still good things. And I know it's hard to give away things sometimes, that you feel like, you know, just one day. And sometimes that day does come and you may not have that item. You know, that's the gamble of that. But having space to just be and not engulfing and over, because clothes can be overwhelming too. That having so many things in your personal space allows you clarity. And this is something that I believe that we all strive for, right? We want clarity in our heads. So that's another thing. Another one. What number are we on? I feel like this is three. I want to say this is three. This is three. Another thing is actively going outside, making it a real thing. I don't know about you guys, but I am really grateful for my habitat, and coming outside of my own habitat has always been an issue for me. At this point, I just know that this is just part of my nature, and I'm okay with that. In saying that, you still got to come outside. Go into nature, go outside, allow yourself to see different things, allow yourself to see a different scenery, change up the parks. You don't always have to frequent at the same location. You can change it up depending on the time and space that you have, right? This allows you to have your imagination goes wild. Yes, I have a really good imagination, but it's so much better when I come from a walk, just going outside. And this is literally scientifically proven, like legit. This is like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Guys, you already know the noise. I'm outside, but this is a legit thing. Going outside definitely, and going into nature heals so many different aspects. And again, just like I like to purchase things that can go into other areas of my life, I like to heal in a way where it can actually heal other things in my life. You feel me? Because time is of the essence. Every minute that we have in this beautiful life should be cherished, in my humble opinion. Whether we have good days or not, there's always something that we could give thanks for, right? Not to be corny, but come on, it's true. There's always something. There's always, you woke up today. There's always something. There's always something that we can say, you know what, thank you, and have gratitude for. So these are just little tips and tricks that I want to refresh and let you guys, kind of like sink your teeth in, you know, kind of like remind you how beautiful this life is. And once again, be sure to check out my vlog channel, guys. There are some cute excerpts that, because I'm all about the short and sweet excerpts. You kind of see the theme going on. I love to come in sweet but hard. I love to come in light but rich. You feel me? So be sure to check that out. I can assure you, you will not be bored, if nothing else. Guys, stay in peace, stay in love, and stay in power. Peace.
Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there. And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely, definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.